to do too much. And you can hear it in the words you explain, like tired, caught deep, trying to get back. And we left to a 2-on-1. And to that point of the game, Minnesota State really wasn't doing anything. We were playing the game we need to play against them and not give them outnumbered opportunities, outnumbered rushes. And from that point on, we end up giving them 3 or 4, you know, more than we have probably in a long time, games combined. And that led to it. But, if you're a young player out there and you have access to watch us or a coach, this is how you execute a 2-on-1. Minnesota State does a great job, but as far as our defensively, this is how you do not want to defend a 2-on, because what happens is our defenseman that was back, he takes the stick out of the passing lane. He opens up a passing lane for the Minnesota State player. He's also so far over on the guy with the puck that the goalie has to still respect the shooter, and so they make an easy pass because of that lane, and Angus, no way he could get over there. But they executed extremely well, and we did not play it very well. What you want to do in that situation is you want to give the goalie the shooter. He's got to know he doesn't have to worry about any pass back behind him, and he can just focus on that shooter. And it makes it a whole lot easier on the goaltender. So we talked about that, and we talked about some things Saturday morning with our group of defense, and I thought it was night and day. But on this play, it was the start of some things that we normally don't do in a game.
Brad McClure gets the goal. Michaelis was the one that passed it over there. That was at the 10:55 mark. That made it a 2-1 lead for the Huskies. Then C.J. Franklin ties it up on a bad bounce for Michigan. Brinkley looking to shoot, does. Blocked in front, tip break to the goal. Bad break for the Huskies. Went in after it was bouncing wide of the net. It hit somebody, went right to the front of the goal and in. Tie game 2-2. That was just a tough break right there, Coach.
Well, it was. We did an excellent job of killing penalties all weekend. And even on this one, even though they don't get credit for a power play goal, we did not get back in the zone, the player coming out of the penalty box. But they just took a simple shot at the end of a power play that gets through. And we sort of backed away from Franklin, and he was left all alone. And the rebound comes right to him, and he doesn't even get a good shot on it, but it goes right between Angus's legs. And bad bounce, bad break. They tie the game.
So they're tied, and it's 2-2. But then two more to make it 4 straight for Minnesota State, both off of the stick of Knutson. And given up by Leibinger. Breakaway back the other way for the Mavericks. A shot and a goal. Knutson beat Redmond right on the ice. And the Huskies trail for the first time tonight, 3-2. Watson trying to steer it towards the goal. Turned over and a 2-on-1 back the other way. Knutson again coming down. He'll shoot again and scores. Knutson with 2 straight goals in a matter of a couple of minutes, and it's a 4-2 lead for Minnesota State.
First one was unassisted, second one was not, and both by Knutson there, and give them that 4-2
lead. Yeah, and the words you use, giveaway, turnover, and our defenseman got trapped, and we give up a breakaway, we give up a 2-on-1, we gave up a 2-on-1 on the first goal, and we talked a lot about Michigan Tech. We cannot beat ourselves. If Minnesota State makes some great plays and they're the better team, then hey, kudos to them, and we'll try to figure out a way to beat them. But the turnovers and giving them those odd numbered rushes and breakaways is not in our DNA, especially with the outstanding defensive core that we do have, and it's not always all in the D. So, but having said that, too easy, and within a span of 5 minutes, they score 3 goals, and they really did not have to earn any of them. That's what frustrates you. I mean, we had to be smarter with the puck. We made poor. Each case we have the puck, maybe other than, well, even on the power play goal, we had it for a while, made a bad giveaway. But all 4 goals I would call unforced goals, or we got unforced errors. And when we had the puck that we did not manage it, we turned it over, and they made us pay. And, maybe you can get away with that with some other teams, but you're not going to get away with that with McClure and Steppen and obviously Franklin and Zeb Knutson, and those guys are too good of players.
Michaelis,
too good of players.
All right, so that made it 4-2. Michigan Tech now is trying to crawl back from behind, out shooting the Mavericks 32-20. And now it's Gavin Gould, passed over into the skate of Lucchini, but he works it to his forehand, makes a move. Lucchini is in, scores. Jake Lucchini with a highlight reel goal. Oh, he did it all by himself, and the Huskies are back in this game, down by 1.
Now we
We've seen Jake Lucchini try that move about 100 times, and we were joking around with him during the Saturday skate. He was saying, yeah, I've tried that quite a few times, and it has not worked, but that one certainly worked.
Well, he usually gets too tight to the defender, yeah. So there's not much room to pull it, so he's coming on his offside, so the puck's up for grabs. You know, that defenseman, you know, you start looking at that puck, it looks pretty juicy. You're going to try and poke it away, and then he pulls it to his backhand and protects it with his body. And if you make that play early enough, it's good. But if you leave it out there too long, that defenseman's just going to poke check that puck away from you. So, but a power move, the thing about why it worked this time is he had some speed, too. If you don't have the speed coming in there, it's another hard play to make. But he's got a full head of steam, and he's got his speed up, and he just walked right by that defenseman and just made a good power move to the net right across the crease. Big time play, big time goal.
Gould and Leibringer get the assist, and Tyler Hannon ties it up on the power play for his second of the game.
Michigan Tech trailing 4-3. They have a power play for a minute 12. Lucchini, Gary, and Hannon up front. Ranky and Hanna back at the blue line. Huskies appeared to have won that drop, but it hit the skate of the linesman, and now Lucchini will control. Lucchini drops it off for Hanna. One-timer, shot, rebound is there! Scores! A power play goal for the Huskies, and it's his second of the night, Tyler Hannon.
That went top shelf. I don't know if it went off a stick to go top shelf, but it went top shelf on that power play goal.
Looked like it did. It looked like it maybe hit one of their sticks and went up or something, but a lot of traffic at the net. Obviously, we spent some time on the power play this past week in practice. We changed our personnel on the units, and unfortunately, it came through for us. So to pick up three goals on the weekend and win the special team battle was huge, say in the outcome of these games. So good for Tyler. He's good around that net, and he feels real at home there. So it's good for him to get hot. And we talk about Dirk all the time. I'm not concerned about the percentages as much as I am when we score the power play goals. At what point in the game do they come? And we took advantage of a big one to get a big point out of the Friday night game.
We go to the overtime and we go to the double overtime. Nobody able to score. They win it in the shootout. Toomey gets a goal past goaltender Redmond in the third round of the shootout. 41-28 over the shots in favor of Michigan Tech. Again, we consistently outshooting the other team, Coach.
Well, that part of that's possession time, and I thought we did a real good job as far as possessing the puck in their zone, being a little more patient with it, and also generating some shots, trying to get some pucks and people to the net. But we out attempted in the game something like 61-46 and whatnot. So I thought we did a real good job in that sense of getting some quality looks and some quality scoring chances against a good defensive team and against a good hockey team.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. We'll talk about the big win on Saturday night when we return. Don't forget, you have time to get your question in for Coach Pearson, DJ at themix93.com.
At Michelob Ultra, we know it's not just about how much you work out every day. It's about how much you work into every day, too. That's why we brew a beer for those who realize that expending calories should never come at the expense of spending time with friends. And for those who understand that just because you work out doesn't mean you can't go out. Hey, that's why we brew Michelob Ultra to have 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, and an exceptional taste. Michelob Ultra, brewed for those who go the extra mile. Enjoy responsibly. 2016 Michelob Ultra Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. 95 calories, 2.6 carbs, 0.6 grams protein, 0 grams fat per 12 ounces.
Hey, sports fans. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Isn't life crazy? One day your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments, the good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
Hi, this is Kelly Jepson. Call me at my State Farm agency in Houghton, 482-1210.
Do you hear it? For some, the sound is clear. It's that distant awakening warrior call that spurs you on to action. It pushes you to become more than you, your friends, your coach, or family ever imagined. But wait.
Is nagging foot pain fading your resolve?
Don't surrender. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center hears your warrior call. He's ready to tackle your foot pain head on. Today,